messed up this world. I always remember we played offside in the... Well, I didn't realize it was the last minute. But in the last minute, Davy Peach went to take the free kick. And I still watch it on the TV or whatever we got. And the referee went up and said, "You don't have to take the free kick, son. You've just won the FA Cup." And he shook hands with Peachy, and we all went mad. So it was, it was fantastic. Clive Thomas, I think, was the referee. And he said, "You've won it." And we all went nuts.
And how did it feel to be in Wembley and hold up the cup?
Absolutely fantastic. I remember when the game finished, they had told us, they said you got to walk up 39 steps, hang a left, and then you got to say thank you, ma'am, to the Queen. Then when we won the cup, and then we went outside and got on the bus, and everybody said, "What did the Queen have on?" We went, "Oh, black gloves." I don't remember looking at the Queen, but it was quite funny. It's unbelievable. And I was always last because I was superstitious. But it was fantastic.
So what are your memories of that original bus tour around the city then?
The first one was we went to Ford's factory, which was still going on then. And there was 3,000, 4,000 guys there. They all came out, to cheer us on. And that was fantastic, Ford's factory. And then from there, it was just, from Basingstoke all the way down. There was flags, there was banners all outside. And we couldn't believe it. It was just unbelievable.
And how do you think it'll feel being back on the same bus and going around Southampton again 40 years old?
I'm hoping it's going to be fantastic. Well, because the game's at 4:30, should be a few there. I went to a school and do the thing this week. Harefield, and the guy told me I was only doing one class. Well, the one class turned out to be 400 kids, and I had to try and explain to them how we won the FA Cup, and it was just fantastic. So I'm hoping that all the kids, and they're still young, but it should be really good.